Do you know, in order to give a full understanding about church, we need first of all to say that it has both an inner and outer facet, as well as any man. One thing is his body, if you know, his intellectual state, his state, the state of his spirit, as well as the church. On the one hand, it is a society of people who believe in the same way. I mean, according to Christian understanding, having one life discipline, canons, traditions, principles of spiritual life. I mean, the outer facet, which eventually is characterized by the institution called the church. Well, church has its hierarchy, has its structure, so it's an outer facet. So who belongs to this outer facet of the church? Anyone who is baptized. But we have spoken about this thing. I mean, it is important whether you're baptized or not. If you're baptized, you belong to the church. But in this environment, in this very environment, it is very important to underline. We have the spiritual organism, which consists of only those Christians who aspire to live according to the gospel. They are united by the Holy Spirit in which they live. So it is them who represent the church itself. So the church is very often depicted as a ship. So the ship, like the sea, the sea life. So lots of passion, with lots of passions, lots of many things. So the church is a place where a human being can find certain tools of salvation. So in order to swim through this sea of life, so this is an important tool where a man can find in a church. And what is a sacrament? A sacrament which you can get only in church. So this is the tool which helps a man to save himself. So the bandit was the first to get into paradise, but he could not take a single sacrament. But Jesus said that those who do not drink my blood and eat my flesh cannot have an eternal life. And the first one who will get into paradise is the bandit. So we have to treat the words very attentively, and really we need to take a context, but not to drag out separate phrases from it. So the church, if you wish, is an institution a man can find the best ways for salvation. So we need to get from Vladivostok to Moscow. So we can go on foot. I know a monk who reached Moscow on foot. So we can take a plane, we can travel by air, by car, by any means of transport, but the church offers the instrument, the most optimal instruments. What are these instruments? So first of all, the true correct life with Jesus Christ. So the rest doesn't mean. So being a professor, being a bishop, it doesn't mean. So where can you get the knowledge? Where can you get this instrument? In church. So even this outer church gives a man a chance to know the teachings of church in order to get this instrument. So what is church? When we want to say, this is a Catholic, a Baptist, church? Is Orthodox a church or not a church? There are several criteria. So the first one is the Holy Father's understanding of Holy Scripture. I've just told you about a bandit and paradise. The Holy Father's understanding of the Holy Scripture. So take Protestants. So only the Holy Scripture, only the Gospel. The Gospel states, and that is the truth. So where can we find the true understanding of the Gospel? We can find them only in teachings of Holy Fathers who were saturated with the Holy Spirit. So with the same Spirit the Gospel is saturated with. So the first is understanding of the Holy Scripture. So the understanding of the truth of belief. So again, based on Holy Fathers. The third one, the third criteria, is the understanding of spiritual life based on teachings of Holy Fathers. So I intentionally accentuate on this fact because we can see what the Western Christianity came to, sidestepping from the Holy Father's teaching. So take this statement, for example. God gave the first bishop of the Roman Church with infallibility in the matters of life and belief. And when he says ex cathedra, he is infallible. So I am saying in my own words the dogma. The dogma was adopted officially in 1879 as the first Vatican meeting. So the same infallibility he endowed to his church. But when did God give this quality to one man? When? Where? So Jesus Christ gave the same power of excusing sins to all the apostles. Moreover, let's remember these 12 stones the church is built on, all the apostles, and the most important things that the stone which church is based on is Jesus Christ, but not a man. Not a single man can be a stone. So I said just an example. Meekness. Is God slave? They use the word slave, which is widely used nowadays. The God slave, etc. The first thing, the second one, that they have no idea of the meaning of the word meekness. By meekness, they really understand passionless absence of any activity, being stiff. So who is to blame? We are to blame. The teachers and clergymen. So it means that we don't explain to them what is meekness. So very often call for the man to be humble means to stop doing something. What does it mean being meek? What does it mean being God's slave? So we have to explain this. What is God's slave? How can I be a slave of the sin when I do things which I know they are bad things? So, but if I say that I'm a God slave, it means that I have chosen sincerity, humility, love, my ideals, and these ideals are the sense of my whole life, and I will not give them up, and I am their slave. Yes, I agree with it. And as for meekness, we have forgotten the aesthetic understanding of meekness. Meekness is the state, the condition of a human being when when he's being resolute to live according to the gospel. So I have decided to live according to the gospel, so I adopt Christianity. I see that Jesus Christ is the truth. The gospel is my way of life. I have adopted it. So yes, so I must not lie, judge, be angry, envy. Oh, what is happening to me? I see that I do want to, but I stumble upon obstacles all the time. I thought it was me. Now I have decided, and now I will be saint. It turns out, no. I just sit instantly at the table, not being hungry, and I eat. I have 2-3 glasses. No, I have 22 glasses. What is meekness? It's the understanding of how I am unable to become an ideal which I have chosen myself. So not envy, don't judge, don't be angry. So what is meekness? The understanding of being imperfect, being unable to become what I must be. I make sure of it. So I make sure of it only when I decide to live in this way. Until I don't decide, so I feel that I don't feel bad. So that's what meekness is. When a prayer is not a prayer. A prayer, according to Holy Father's teachings, with no attention, is not a prayer, is an insult for God. So imagine that we are talking to you now, so you turn your back on me, start talking to anyone else, and if I'm asked, excuse me, do you want to talk to me or to someone else? As well as God doesn't hear vapid, desultory blabbing when we, instead of praying, we unattentively chatter words. When we do sermons without attention, where there is no attention, there is no prayer. When there is no prayer, all our being religious is just an empty desultory thing. So that's why Ignatiy Brянчанинов wrote, so we have to start learning to pray. Without a prayer, there is no religion. Only during praying, a human being connects himself to God. So what is amazing enough that we can convert lots of people into church, so we can do many things in outer aspect. So, but when he doesn't pray, all his religiosity turns out to be empty. So it's not, these are not my words, these are words by Holy Fathers, and a prayer becomes very often a tradition, just readings, sayings, serving. But who really prays? And everyone can check whether they pray or not. So you can take a Jesus prayer and pronounce this prayer for 10 times with attention, and whether it's possible. So, and we instantly see that we are relaxed, and it's really a catastrophe. So if we look at the saint people as the givers of good things to us, we will become pagans again. So Jesus Christ taught us to pray. So we have to understand that there are primary and secondary things. When our priorities are earthly, mundane things that we forget about our soul, then the religion, whatever it is, becomes paganism. We, the Christians, say, we repeat Jesus Christ's words, look for the realm of God and His truth, and the rest will come. But, you know, it can take much time for it to come. We don't have patience to wait. So do you want me to tell you the gist of your belief? So listen to me. Look for something to eat, something to drink, and something to wear, and the realm of God will come. So when they start laughing, oh, yes, so exactly. So it is time we paid attention to this anti-gospel.